The new movie, Idiocracy, is probably not coming to a theater near you. It stars Luke Wilson, it's directed by Mike Judge, the creator of Beavis and Butthead, and is a satire about an America that's become so dumbed down about 500 years from now that no one knows how to grow crops or take out the garbage. People are named after snack foods, and Costco is running the law schools. The movie's gotten strong reviews, but 20th Century Fox has booked it into only 7 cities. Our entertainment critic, Elvis Mitchell, joins us from New York. Elvis, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Let's tell the story. As I understand it, Luke Wilson plays a soldier who is, well, he's frozen, right, as part of an experiment?
Well, yes, he's chosen because he is the most average man in the U.S. Army, and the woman has to be chosen to go into this experiment, too. So a woman is chosen, a hooker, and played by Maya Rudolph.
And the premise, I guess, is that when they are awakened 500 years from now, although they were considered to be very average, they're now the smartest people in the world because the world has become so dumbed down.
That's it. It's really hilarious and kind of shocking because in the future, the world looks like a big diseased suburb. There are buildings crumbling, sort of strapped together so they won't fall apart. It's kind of hilariously, horrifically ugly, and you can see the influence of Mad Magazine very specifically on the visual scheme of the movie. It's very, very funny. I'm sure a lot of people talk about sort of the dystopian aspects of the film. And I'm sorry. I can't think about this without laughing. It's so funny.
That's all right, yeah.
Let me tell you one thing that sort of will help you understand the movie. The biggest hit in the year 2505 is a movie called Ass. It's an ass being shown on the screen for 2 hours, and it wins 8 Academy Awards, including Best Screenplay. The thing about that, though, is that that's a movie, that's a joke that plays both in the really kind of a dumb, obvious way, but there's a deeper context to it as well. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the movie works in that way. And Judge even sort of deals with that by casting in the movie Dax Shepard, who was one of the stars of Punk'd, which is one of the things that a lot of people say is responsible for the dumbing down of America, as well as Beavis and Butthead. People say that too. So he understands where responsibility is and wants to sort of use that to tweak people a little bit.
Now, of course, ordinarily we'd play a clip, but the clips are literally not available from 20th Century Fox. There's no publicity, not a website. There's no trailer. What possible interest would 20th Century Fox have, as you know the business, in dumping this film?
If you spend $30 million to make a movie, mm-hmm. promotional budget, the average is $30, $35, $40 million. You're basically doubling the cost because you got to spend money for promotion and you build in the cost of making the prints that go around the theater. So if you've made the film at a certain point for them, it becomes about not throwing good money after bad. And they've got a relationship, they've got a service because Mike Judge has done too well for them with King of the Hill, which is a really great television animated series. And so they give the movie short shrift instead of none at all. Mm-hmm. And it deserves much better treatment than it gets.
Elvis Mitchell, our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition, also host of The Treatment on KCRW and many other public radio stations. Elvis, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.